This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today we have Matt Wolf, Healthcare Senior Analyst and National Healthcare Business Valuation Leader at RSM, rejoining the podcast to give us a sense of what's going on in the private equity space, what trends he's watching, and a little bit more. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
That's great to hear. Well, let's just jump right in. What are some of the key trends that you're watching right now in the private equity space?
Yeah, so we've been having a lot of conversations, particularly with executives who are maybe recently acquired by private equity for the first time, or a larger PE fund with kind of lofty goals and expectations. Just sort of talking about general trends, strategic directives and initiatives. And I think a couple of the things that we've seen really change in this market dynamic is one is investments in the exit. As recently as 2019, I think there was a lot to be gained by bundling up companies and reducing or improving some back office efficiencies to improve margins, increase revenue size, and then exit at a higher multiple for getting that 20, 30, 40% cash on cash return. And with the frenzy of deal making activity we've seen in the past few years, and how we expect it to really continue going forward, we're wondering if that's going to be enough to differentiate future exits, right? And also too, given the kind of cost reductions in some technologies and other ways to invest in companies in a really position for that exit, I think it's making it more attractive in the economics of making investments into portcos, portfolio companies, especially early on in the acquisition cycle, make a lot more sense and really need to be evaluated in a new way. Because the other dynamic that's really changed to, or at least accelerated, I guess, in the past couple years is kind of general consumerism, general customization of experiences, right? So, I mean, every executive that we work with and talk to is very focused on, okay, what is our customer? What is our consumer experience? How do we improve it? How do we make that better? Are we solving their problems? That's kind of a given. But what I think has changed is, now the expectation is for customization. All right. So consumer, it doesn't just want to be served well. They want to be served how and when it's convenient for them. All right. Think about the way we interact with our banks or shop. You can do it in person, you do it online, however you want. And that's all highly customized, and the investments, the companies that private equity sponsors invest in need to be focused on that too. Not only how do we make it a great experience for our customers or consumers, how do we make it a customizable one that they can engage with when, where, and how they want? And that requires some of these investments that we're talking about. It requires a different kind of strategic lens, which also applies to really the third thing that we continue to watch, which is the labor market. Every company now is basically a people company, right? The most valuable asset of almost any company is its workforce, including the executives. And we're at a point where, we had a great payroll report, jobs report for July, and a huge surprise to the upside. There still are two unemployed persons for every job opening, right? It's still a very tight labor market. And the real differentiators here, the companies who will be able to attract and retain that talent will be able to offer a customized talent experience for their employees, right? People want to work from home or work in really whatever kind of customized way best suits them. And employers, companies need to be supportive of that. So, that's a lot, but it's a challenging market, right? There's a lot going on. So kind of to summarize, we have this acceleration of this idea of customization, whether it's for your customers, your clients, or for your labor force, people want to engage with you as a company in a way that is convenient for them when, where, and how they want to do that. And to meet those demands, we're going to need to take a look at new and different types of investments into our portfolio companies that we just may not have contemplated 2 or 3 years ago. Now that's really at a high level, some of what we're watching, you know, right now in PE.
Thank you for that. We'll continue to keep an eye on that. And you've had an amazing career advising these private equity funded firms in the current climate that we're in right now. What's some pieces of advice that you'd give to a CEO of one of those firms?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really, you know, again, focus on this kind of customized experience. How do you deliver a customized experience, whether it's for your clients or for your employees, right? It's no longer good enough to have one single great experience for your clients or for your employees. You need to offer many different ways to engage with you as a company that will meet a variety of needs, because that's what we all expect, right? We all expect that in our daily lives. We expect that, okay, if I want to consume this piece of entertainment, I can do it, you know, from my living room. I can watch it on my phone while I'm on the bus. I can go to a movie theater and see it, or whatever I want to do, however it's convenient for me. You know, and we all expect that with every, or more and more expect that with every company we interact with, either as a customer or as an employee. So the successful companies will really lean into that and be able to execute on that. And it's going to require a different mindset. It's going to require different types of investments than what we've seen before. But the successful companies will do that and do it very well.
That sounds like very solid advice. Thank you for that. And Matt, I also want to thank you for joining the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with you again.
Thank you, Chanel. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.